May the truth of God always light our path and lead us into all righteousness. May we walk in discernment and charity, always giving credit to our Lord for every good. Amen. Well, my dear ones, recently I was told about a prophet, Dr. Owar, who claims to be the incarnation of Elijah the prophet, who was taken up in the whirlwind by the Lord, and that he has returned to earth in the end times. With brotherly love and respect, let us examine the statement in the context of what Scripture says about reincarnation. First of all, we know that reincarnation is a false doctrine. You are not reincarnated in many lifetimes to become perfect and merge with God. The idea Hindus and Buddhists have is that in this way you attain perfection. Rather, it is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that has opened the doors of heaven and paid the ransom for our sins, making us perfect by being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Scripture says, man is appointed to die once, and after that, to face judgment. That's Hebrews 9:27. So the scriptures directly refute incarnation. But interestingly enough, there were some prophets in the Bible that did not die. Take Elijah, for example. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11, scripture states, as they, Elijah and Elisha, were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared, separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel." 2 Kings 2:11. So here we note that Elijah did not die. He was taken to heaven. That does leave the possibility of him coming again. And indeed, the Lord said, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him whatever they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man will suffer at their hands. This discourse took place after Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Elijah and Moses. He was coming down the Mount, speaking to his apostles. You see, John the Baptist was already dead and glorified, so he and Moses were permitted to come back and speak with Jesus. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist, having been Elijah. Jesus said, "I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And that's from Luke 7:28. He was speaking to them about John the Baptist having been Elijah, who was prophesied to come before the day of the Lord. Matthew 17. John the Baptist himself denies being the incarnation of Elijah. But weighing the two scriptures, one from the mouth of Jesus and one from the mouth of John, I would first believe what came from the Lord. Now, there is one other interesting aspect to all of this, and that is that John came in the spirit of Elijah, meaning he was a mighty prophet of God. This does make sense if it is not taken literally, but I believe the Lord was stating literally that John's spirit was the same spirit that animated Elijah. But based upon scripture and the words of Christ, I cannot agree that Elijah will make another appearance in a body, since he came in the person of John the Baptist, was executed, and died. Precious heart dwellers, I have listened briefly to Dr. Wawar, and I am prone to believe that he's a prophet of God with the good intentions of preparing the way of the Lord. but I would caution you to measure every man's words by the truth of scriptures, the written word of God. There is yet another way I would test the truth of one who has lived in heaven and has been sent back to earth. And that is what he has to say about Mary, the mother of Jesus. We cannot base our beliefs on what sounds good or plausible. We must be grounded in the Word of God and discern everything through the lens of truth, that is, the Scriptures. So please be careful in what you believe. A man is known by his fruits. We are not called to judge, but to discern based on the Scriptures the kind of fruit a man bears in his life and how much he resembles Jesus in humility and meekness. A tree is known by its fruit, and a prophet is known by his fidelity to Scripture. A tree is known by its fruit, and a prophet is known by his fidelity to Scripture, and of what he has spoken comes to pass. Let us receive every good word with discernment and the wisdom that comes from above. Amen.